I as well.
Coming to you live from Bolivia, North Carolina. Them bangers, G shit.
Now I'm talking about.
NFL, Major League, NBA, free agency. We discuss all these things and sometimes dabble in the history. Okay, heavy, better be ready.
You want to feel at home, like you belong, they got you. You want your voice to be heard, every word, they got you. You know who's gonna bring the change, so jump on board, cause we can't wait.
All right, you're tuning in to Squad Talk with Hawkeye and Heavy. I'm Hawkeye.
And I'm Heavy.
And we are here to recap a little bit of Week 10 NFL. Shoot the shit a little bit and see what's going on around the NFL.
Beginning of the season, you told me Lamar Jackson was going to be MVP. Now, I'm not saying he's definitely the MVP right now, but I was way off. I was completely off on Lamar Jackson this year. I told you he couldn't throw. Wrong there. Told you he wouldn't be able to lead this team. But yeah, you're right. Go ahead. Take your lap.
Yeah, I think that's the part that I think most people were missing, was they were seeing him as another running quarterback, and we had seen the likes of, you know, running quarterbacks come and have inaccurate passing statistics. And it just, it might work in college and it's gadgety, but this is the NFL. Well, I think we've seen a few players come along that have been able to incorporate both of those. Steve Young, you know, one of the early dual threat quarterbacks that we got to see growing up. And it was kind of weird because we didn't see a ton of it. You know, you saw Randall Cunningham and how explosive that Eagles offense was to him. But everyone liked that pocket passer for so long as the game became more passer friendly. So yeah, so Lamar Jackson, coming into the season, I had read a lot about his passing ability and his focus in the offseason on becoming more of an accurate passer. What that looked like, the Ravens added Hollywood Brown in the draft.
Hollywood.
Mark Andrews has been a top tight end this year in a crazy year for tight ends. And yeah, Lamar Jackson's kind of putting it all together. And it looks like he's having a lot of fun out there. It was the best part. So one of the few picks that I made early on that seemed to have gone right, but it's good for him.
The Browns are going to be a lot better than they are so far.
Yeah, you know, it's sad because you like to see good things happen for, you know, fan bases that suffered through bad seasons and they're still faithful. A lot of people jumped on that bandwagon early going into the season with some of the acquisitions, you know, Baker Mayfield's swagger, but this is a crazy number. Heading into the season, the Browns were +900. To win the Super Bowl. You know who's +900 right now to win the Super Bowl? The Kansas City Chiefs.
+900.
Because we would have said that heading into the season, like, hey, yeah, the Browns are going to have like the same odds to win the Super Bowl as the Chiefs in like week 10. You'd be like, get the fuck out of here. Well, I'm not going to put my money on the Browns if I have the Chiefs at the same odds. But everyone was on that bandwagon early, so don't go crazy. Don't beat yourself up too much. No one's really showed up for that team other than Nick Chubb. Oh, man.
No,
I love it. That is a bummer.
I'm pretty sure early on you said Freddie Kitchens was in over his head, and it might be that he is over his head.
Yeah.
Not everyone is meant to be thrown into the head coaching.
Yeah, because you get along with the quarterback. I mean, it's just an odd reason to get a head coaching job.
But you know who is doing a hell of a head coaching job right now? Brian Flores.
Yeah, I agree.
I don't know if it's the right time to be doing a good head coaching job, but he is doing a tremendous job, and opposite tanking, whatever it is that they're doing down there. But to pull out...
Yeah, as soon as the Dolphins had us convinced that they were tanking for Tua, they started to win the football games.
It's the craziest shit I've ever seen, because you either got to trust the process or you got to win games. You got to play 100% all the time. And I felt like the beginning of the year, it was clear that they were trying to tank. And then somewhere along the line, they decided, no, we're going to try to win these football games. We're going to win. And I mean, they actually should have beat the Redskins, too, if you want to get technical. They should have 3 wins right now. They blew it over the end of the game against the Redskins. That should have been a 3rd win for them.
Yeah, and I think that was when everyone's like, oh, yeah, no, they're definitely trying to tank. We should have won this game against the Redskins, but found a way to lose it.
That's crazy. Tanking. Speaking of tanking, even if you were tanking right now, who would you be tanking for? Are we still tanking for Tua? Are we tanking for Tua, or has Joe Burrow stuck his nose in his face in the mix of his whole tanking, or the first quarterback taken? You think he surpassed him?
Yeah, so this has always been tough for me, because we get to see these huge games, right? We remember Vince Young, Texas, Mark Sanchez, USC. And these are obviously big programs, where their quarterbacks are high recruits, and they have potential for the NFL, but I think we get emotional about these big games. We've seen plenty of quarterbacks come from, non-conference, FBS schools and be good recruits, as a quarterback. You say, Ben Roethlisberger from Miami of Ohio and Daniel Jones from Duke. You know, you're not going to see those guys on those college teams play on a Saturday night game for, number one versus the number two team. So it's a different narrative for them.
In this episode of Hoes Ain't Shit, I want to tell you guys a story, something that I saw with my own 2 eyes this weekend at the bar. There were a couple of bros and a couple of hoes out on a girl's night out. My boy was talking to this chick all night long, making out with her, feeling her up right there at the bar. Mind you, her engagement ring was blinding the fuck out of me, depending on how the light was hitting it. And no, my man was not her fiancé, although he is jacked and tan, he could have gotten any chick in the bar he wanted, but that's besides the point. So I'm sitting there, lamping in the back like the Mac, with none of my gear black except my shirt, my jeans, and a little bit of my Louboutins, observing, watching all this shit go down. She tells him, I'm going to tell my man I'm going to bed. She gets up from the high top, walks over to the corner, and I can see with my own 2 eyes her tell her boyfriend she loves him. She said, I love you. She loves him so much that 5 minutes later, my boy is knocking the stuffing off her Egg McMuffin all night long. Girls' night out. You mean stranger at the bar, buy me drinks, and turn me out. Bros, if you get that good night, I love you text, that means some other bro is banging her melon off the fucking headboard. Stay woke, motherfuckers.
I ain't got no hoes.
I don't.
Oh, where did my hoes go?
Where'd it go?
Where did my hoes go?
Where'd it go?
Oh, I ain't got no hoes.
Hey.
I ain't got no hoes. Oh, where did my hoes go?
Hey.
Where did my hoes?
Where did?
Yeah. I ain't got no hoes.
Hey.
Yeah. Where did my hoes go?
Where'd it go?
Where did my hoes go?
Whoa.
Oh, I ain't got no
hoes. There's a lot of good quarterbacks, and Cardinals offense. I think Kingsbury, Murray, Christian Kirk. I'm glad Larry Fitzgerald's there still to be part of it.
If they're given enough time, as long as the organization is willing to give them 2-3 years to develop, then yeah, it's going to be a good relationship. I just hate this day and age where the quarterbacks, we don't give the quarterbacks time to develop anymore. I don't know when that started, why that happened. But, I mean, quarterbacks used to get drafted and sit on the bench and develop and learn the NFL game and learn how to read defenses. We got quarterbacks out there that literally don't know how to read defenses yet. Sam Darnold is not ready. But if he doesn't perform this year, the Jets are in position to draft another quarterback. They're going to move on.
Yeah, they are. No, well, I don't think they're going to move on, but I think they have an extra year. But a good example of this is the Chicago Bears. Like 12-4 last year.
Yep.
Not doing great.
Yep.
Mitchell Trubisky was drafted before Patrick Mahomes and before Deshaun Watson.
Yep.
They moved up in the draft to get Mitchell Trubisky before two of the game's most dynamic players.
There it is.
There's a lot on the line with Mitchell Trubisky. Now, financially, he makes $8 million this year. Not much. Next year, $24 million is his salary. So I think you're right about Sam Darnold, but I think you're a year early. I think if Mitchell Trubisky, and if he plays like, even like Jameis Winston, I don't know. Like, I don't know if you keep him around. You got to have something special. I'm just looking at the 2015 draft, Jameis Winston, Marcus Mariota, and we were talking about
how much time to be
the expectations.
Oh, my God. How much time was wasted on those two guys? Who's better?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
I'm talking about days, months, weeks leading up to the draft. Which one's going to have the better career? One of them has been benched for Ryan Tannehill, and the other one has five turnovers a game. Five turnovers a game.
Balling to him. Yeah, did you see the video of Marcus Mariota catching passes from Ryan Tannehill?
I did not.
Because this is funny. So it said, you have a converted college wide receiver throwing passes to a college Heisman quarterback converting to wide receiver.
what about did you see the Ravens backfield? When they ran option?
Yeah, with RG3, the Heisman backfield.
They had three Heismans in the backfield, bro. What's that?
Three Heisman winners.
Lager, the beer that brought the forest down. I drive an exotic imported sports car. I eat exotic foreign food like Frankfurters and pizza. But when it comes to numbing my mind, I'm a patriot. I drink the beer that brought the forest down. I'm a lager man. And with the new 80-bottle trunk pack, you've got enough for the evening. Last night, I crapped in my bed and pissed in the closet. Hey, it's happy hour somewhere. Lager brings out the patriot in you.
We're listening to Squad Talk with Hawkeye and Heavy on LGI Radio. And that last segment was brought to you by Lakeside Anchor Inn. Lakeside Anchor Inn is a perfect place to toss a few back and get a good meal in. All while enjoying an unbeatable lakeside view, featuring the best happy hour in Lantana, along with the best football specials in the state. It doesn't get much better than that. Lakeside Anchor Inn.
Anchor Inn. So if you had to pick one current Miami Hurricane football player to put on your Philadelphia Eagles next year in the draft, who's your favorite king?
Shaq Quarterman. That's it.
Yeah. I don't know who else I would pick. I think Joku's little brother.
DJ Dallas. I take DJ.
Yeah. I think Joku's little brother, the tight end from Cleveland. Little brother's a wide receiver.
Mm-hmm.
That cat's big, bro. Joku's a big dude. Hopefully he can stay healthy and be productive in the NFL, but yeah, little brother, he might be all right. Big dude.
I just you saw that text I sent the other day, bro. The flashback living in the 2002s.
2001, 2002, man. I'm living with you. That was
I know.
What the pinnacle of college
like
sports.
That, but just looking at that team, I know we lived through it and we watched it and we watched all their pro careers, but just to see it all on paper, like, you know what I'm saying, fucking 17 years later, I looked at it and my mouth just dropped, dog. I was like, holy shit, that's a professional football team. That's a fucking...
Yeah.
That's a Pro Bowl NFL team, bro. That's a Pro Bowl team. Not just the NFL. Man. Pro Bowl. All right. Dorsey ain't a Pro Bowler, but everybody else on that bitch.
Everyone. From the offensive line with Bryant McKinney, every aspect of that defense, I think every one of those players ended up getting drafted.
That team, I swear to God, it had me believing Ken Dorsey was the greatest thing to ever walk this planet. He's still my favorite college football player. Because
I know.
He played with them dudes and he tricked me. He was not good.
No, but you know what, though? I think quarterbacks, while they do get a lot of the publicity, a lot of the attention, it's both good and bad. Because I think there's a lot of things like Trent Dilfer may have done in the Ravens locker room or on the field hey man, shake off that mistake, drop pass, no worries, it's just about this next play. It's hard to quantify that leadership because we're so statistical and everything we do is based on like fantasy football. Yeah. But at the same time, bro, put Ken Dorsey on my team if you put that squad around him.
Oh, of course, bitch, put me on that fucking
because
team.
Baker Mayfield, he's not successful on that team because he wants to be the center of attention.
Odell
Beckham Jr. is not successful on that team.
I don't know.
Ken Dorsey.
They may be a couple. Hey, they may be some headaches, but they're going to be successful on that team. That team had Maurice Claret was the only thing that could stop that team. Oh.
False pass interference call that never existed.
Never. Phantom call. Phantom. But Maurice went and snatched that ball from Sean, bro. Sean picked it off, and he was running. And Maurice ran and just snatched it back from him. He took it back. He took that shit. So, I mean, fucking fuck him. And his Uzis, Tech Nines, and everything else he had in the backseat of that fucking car.
Yeah, grenades, bro. Like, he got caught with grenades. Maurice Claret, what are you doing?
Grenades.
After that game, I feel like it was all downhill. He tried to declare for the NFL draft early before the rules were in place.
Yeah, he was too early. He was sophomore, right?
Think about that. One of the best single seasons and pissed it all the way into be a self-militia.
Self-militia.
I don't even know what war he was fighting.
What happened to Tyler Lockett, bro?
Yo, the Chronic Weekly jinxed the fuck out of me, bro.
Yeah.
Fuck, it's a jinx.
So, you know, when you're in the game of the week, Emo text G-O-W, he'll text you, let you know.
Oh, does
and, he? He'll do that shit in, like, exclamation point, like, pump you up. So, he texted
I didn't
me,
know that.
Like, 2 weeks ago, and he's like, game of the week, and I hadn't responded to that one, so I hit, like, whatever. So, he texted me, and I said, third game in a row, and the first two games, he had the other person beating me, and I won. And you said,
I told you,
or someone said, there's a jinx. Yeah. I want to see the record of your prediction. And I was laughing because I was like, this motherfucker got every single one of them wrong this year. Every one of them. Like, I went back and looked.
He got them all wrong?
And then I was, yeah, at that point. This is a few weeks ago. And then, like, so I'm in the third in a row game of the week, and this is the first time in the 3 weeks he has me winning. And I was like, oh, motherfucker. And Berger beat me.
Oh, shit. This motherfucker said, I just scored over 100 points like 13 straight weeks, bro. 13 straight weeks.
That's crazy.
Sure enough, the week you fucking put that out there. Scored by 75, I think. What the hell did I end up with this week? I don't even know. I got to make it to the 80s. 87. 87.5. That's embarrassing.
Yeah, I got you by a couple. Emilio jumped up there. He was really close in a game a couple weeks ago, and I wish he would have lost because I would be like a whole game ahead of him. Because he's like right there with points. But
yeah, you only got about 20 points now.
You're listening to Squad Talk with Hawkeye and Heavy, talking about Lex Get It On Fantasy Football League 2019 Nashville Edition. At this point in the season, yours truly in first place, leading the league in points. Heavy over there, second in points, second from the bottom in record.
Started from the bottom. It's been a tough schedule
regardless, but that chronic weekly jinxed you this week, man.
Yeah, it hurt. So
what are you looking at week 11? You got to bounce back. Still got a chance because from a record standpoint, fourth place is 6-4. That's two games away, three games away.
The last 2 weeks, I said these are must-win games. I needed to win them. I didn't take bye weeks into consideration during the draft, and that was evident this week. I didn't have a quarterback. I didn't have running back. I was missing a wide receiver. Oh, because I didn't pay attention. So I tried to pick up Derek Carr. I had the intentions of going with Daniel Jones all week, And I got to Thursday, and for some reason, I like to take these Thursday tragic players, bro. Don't ever. You don't have to start a Thursday player. Don't do it. Chances are
that has always been my philosophy. I thought you were the complete opposite.
I am. No.
I thought you were like, I gotta get one.
I do, because I just it's worked. It's worked from time to time. I beat Mike this week. This year, I picked up Kyle Van Noy on a Thursday night game against the Jets because I was like, someone again on this defense is gonna score a touchdown. I can feel it. Someone's gonna score a touchdown. Who's available? Kyle Van Noy. Sure enough, he scored a touchdown.
I feel like I have more success with the defensive side. If I'm starting a fringe flex wide receiver or a defensive back that I kind of like the matchup, I'll like go all in on that defensive back, but I'll probably err on the side of not starting the receiver on a Thursday unless it's a prime matchup. But you just don't see a lot of scoring on those Thursday games, I feel like.
Especially right now, I'm happy with my receivers. My receivers been coming through. Tyreek, since he came back, he actually fucked me.
Bro. Yep,
he fucked me.
Deshaun Jackson is back now. Me, yeah, it's gonna be fun for you.
It might be too late to be fun. Might be too late.
So week 11 brings some bye week problems for teams as well, and the team that did not consider bye weeks that I am facing this week is Jet Setters, who I was rooting for pretty hard to Jesus. Beat Jesus this week, but check this out. I got pretty lucky here. And I got Jet Setters with Russell Wilson on a bye, Devontae Adams on a bye, Derrick Henry on a bye, and two defensive starters on a bye. Like a lot of team.
What's your waiver priority?
Oh, yeah, it's a good point. Whatever's going through tonight, I'm probably low. I am waiver 8.
Oh, well, because I'm waiver 1, and you could purchase a pick. You could purchase.
Oh, purchase the pick.
For $25, bro, I will pick somebody up. $25.
I'm out here. Trade them for someone I was going to drop.
Stop him from getting somebody.
I just won high points like 2 weeks ago. Let's see.
Yeah, I got high points last week. And
you need a running back, though, and I feel like Brian Hill is calling your name.
Brian Hill, $25. Brian Hill's calling my name.
This is a good week to have waiver priority one. Darius Geis is out there coming back from injury for the Washington. He was a beast at LSU. Speaking of LSU, ooh. You get a chance to watch the Alabama.
Segway.
What?
yeah. And it was I thought it was comical after you know who was shown on the screen. Tua rolled out to the right, nobody near him. He just dropped the ball, bro. He just dropped it.
He just dropped it.
There's no one there. He just fumbled and LSU recovered. And from that moment on I knew no matter what, LSU had this game in hand. They've been jinxed. But it was a good game.
Jinx. Yeah, it was a good game. It was a fun game to watch.
Yeah, man.
Full on jinx alert here.
Yeah, we are. Because that was. Alabama should have scored on that. That was an easy touchdown play coming.
Easy. Yeah.
And they went out there and cheered that man. And they were like, nah. Football guys were like, oh, hell no. Hell wrong with you.
Stayed in every night. Do my homework so I'll be smart. Girls all say I'm a little fucked. Mommy, I'm a good boy. Mommy, I'm a fucking savior. Mommy, I'm alive. Mommy, can I go out and necks until they're wet with life. Razor blades left teenage flesh in epidermide. I'll bring back a souvenir. It's for my mommy's dream. Can I go out? Can
I go out and kill the night? I didn't know Mike Miller was an assistant coach for Memphis.
Me neither.
Oh my god. Oh, they finna get in all kinds of fucking NCAA scandals. Penny and Mike Miller? Oh man. That's too much money. Calipari and Coach K and all these old heads were like, nah, he's not going to do this shit this early. No way. Nope. Red flag. Red flag. Mm-hmm. He's not allowed to get away with this. Not yet, man. Yeah.
It's pretty bad.
This man. But
hey, good for Penny. He's on his way to being one of the best. He's already going through his first scandal.
Bro, he's wearing sneakers. Like, straight up, like, sneakers in a suit right now on the sideline.
With a rocket.
Looks like an old-ass little Penny. I guess that's what he is. Man, could you imagine him and Shaq had to stay together and he didn't get hurt? There may not be a Kobe. He could have been Kobe.
He could have been.
He could have been.
It's funny to say. So, I recently stayed at my brother-in-law's house. And he fired up his PS4, and one of the few games he had was 2K. So we were playing basketball, and he had the all-time teams on there. So I decided to be the Penny Shaq Magic. And
Duke, Kentucky, and Oregon.
Yeah, man, the team was going crazy. He got skills, man. He's one of my favorite basketball players growing up. You remember I had his jersey.
Yeah, I know, man. We used to rock with all of them. Grant Hill, man, yep. He could have, shit. What Grant Hill should have been. Injuries and that ugly-ass Detroit Pistons jersey they made him wear. I had it.
Red and blue block, I remember.
I had it with, like, the chest piece.
Hey, you know what's crazy? I was thinking about one of the jerseys you had. Remember when we stole that Big Dog jersey?
Big Dog. Big Dog. Son, Robinson?
His son's playing now.
That is insane. We got this shit from like JCPenney in the mall, right? No, we didn't steal it, bro. We didn't steal it.
What? No?
No, we put a discount.
That's the one we bought.
We put a discount fucking tag on it. We went to one of the other ones that were like $19 and we put it on the $60 jersey.
I think that's right.
I know, man. I'm telling you. I remember sixth grade like it was yesterday. I don't remember yesterday like it was yesterday, though.
Exactly right. Weird shit ever. Remember when we put all those jerseys down our pants at that coach's corner?
I don't think we put them down our pants. I think we just ran out with them.
I was like stuck in my way. We had like 12 jerseys. Yeah, Barry Sanders.
That's where we got Sapp. We got Barry Sanders. Who else? You got the Shockey. I could never wear that bitch, bro. Never wear the most disrespectful fucking Shockey jersey ever.
Who else? Oh, we have like a Michael Westbrook.
We got Sanders. We got a. I got pictures of those shit. Sanders, Sapp.
We had a Curtis Martin Jets jersey.
Definitely Curtis. I want to see. Maybe I got a Santana then.
Yeah, I'm not sure, right.
I don't remember if I bought that black Jerry Rice that I got.
What about the Charles Woodson? Was that run?
I don't know. I don't remember. I mean, I got the Charles. I remember when we had, you remember when we had the draft when we all left, when we split up and we decided we were going to fucking do a draft to take the jerseys in what order? Oh my
God. Yeah.
It's fucking me up. Yeah, that's how we split it up when we all split up. So, all right, you got the first pick. Who you want? I feel like you say, I don't think you ever drafted Shockey. You didn't even take Shockey because you were like, ain't nobody going to take that motherfucker, bro. That's what the hell.
I think that's true.
That'd be a wasted pick.
Yeah. I did end up with the Saps. I still have it right now in storage. And I have a Colts Peyton Manning. I wonder if that's when I got that because I don't think I did that.
I got a Colts Peyton Manning. I got a Peyton. I got, my God. You know, we got the edge that day, bro. We got the edge that day, and I still got that muff. That was my first pick. I know that was my first pick.
Javon,
I know what that fuck. No, Edge. Edrin James.
Oh, Edrin James.
I know that was my first pick. Right. I know for a fact I took that bitch first.
I remember. I totally forgot about it.
I still got that bitch. Oh, my God. Yeah, the Colsters. I got three of them. I got the Edge. I got a Peyton, and I got a fucking, that other guy. 88. Don't be saying his name.
Why men great till they gotta be great?
What you mean?
Don't text me and tell it straight to my face. Best friend set me down in the salon chair. Shampoo press get you out of my hair.
win the NBA title this year?
NBA title. Still early. Like, once again, don't bet with your heart. I really love what Jimmy Butler's doing with his team right now, man. He's being a great leader. Great leader. I like the Heat, man. Not to win this whole thing, but just to be competitive in the East. Obviously, you got Giannis. Man, that dude is a freak. Like, a freak. Back to your question, NBA champion. It's gonna reside in L.A. I don't know which locker room,
yeah,
bro.
Most likely,
it's going to LA.
I don't know. We're going to have some fun watching these Jazz and Nuggets teams this year, Rockets, but it's going to be hard to see the NBA Finals. It's not going to have a Lakers or a Clippers team in it. You just have to hope that the Eastern representative can run for their money.
Who's coming out of these? Are you like Milwaukee? Toronto still got it without Kawhi. Philly?
No, I think it's the Bucks. Oh, I think it's the Bucks. Giannis and the Bucks. But I don't know. I would love to see. I would love for the Heat. I feel like it's more of a natural Heat team than it's, you know, the LeBron team. And they seem to be playing pretty well together right now. So love to see it. Like you said, I mean, make it to the playoffs and you see a top 3 seed, top 5 seed, you'll be all right.
So happy with that, bro. So happy with the bullshit I had to deal with the last few years.
It's been a rough ride. As
obviously, we clearly got spoiled, but yeah, it's been rough.
That does it for week 11. Squad talks with Hawkeye and Heavy. You got any takes? Any lead pipe loss you feel pretty confident in? You know, feel free to let us know. Give us your lowdown on the game, the knowledge you might have, and glad to hear from you. Okay.